Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hazrat Inayat Khan spoke of the abstract sound, the cosmic sound, or music of the spheres. He said some trained themselves to hear the abstract sound in the solitude, on the seashore, on the riverbank, in the hills and dales. Others attain it while sitting in the caves of the mountains or when wandering constantly through forests and deserts, keeping themselves in the wilderness apart from the haunts of men. Of this sound, he said, this sound develops through 10 different aspects because of its manifestation through 10 different tubes of the body. It sounds like thunder, the roaring of the sea, the jingling of bells, running water, the humming or buzzing of bees, the twittering of sparrows, the whistle, and the sound of the veena. Hazrat Khan's list of divine sounds pretty much matches the same list found in the Nad Bind Upanishad.
This week on Spiritual Awakening Radio, the Yoga of Inner Sound, Sound Mysticism in the World Religions, Part 2, featuring readings from the Hindu Upanishads, Buddhist texts, Sufi poetry, and other great scriptures and spiritual classics. My name is James Bean. Spiritual Awakening Radio is heard every week at this time, exploring the world of spirituality, comparative religion, meditation, mysticism, and books. Welcome to the Yoga of Inner Sound.
The following reading comes from The Mysticism of Sound by Hazrat Khan, the Sufi master, from his chapter on abstract sound. Abstract sound is called Sati Sarmad by the Sufis. All space is filled with it. The vibrations of this sound are too fine to be either audible or visible to the material ears and eyes, since it is even difficult for the eyes to see the form and color of the ethereal vibrations on the external plane. It was the Sati Sarmad, the sound of the abstract plane, which Muhammad heard in the cave when he became lost in his divine ideal. The Quran refers to this sound in the words, "Be, and all became." Moses heard this very sound on Mount Sinai when in communion with God, and the same word was audible to Christ when absorbed in his heavenly Father in the wilderness. Shiva heard the same Anhad Nada during his samadhi in the cave of the Himalayas. The flute of Krishna is symbolic of this same sound. This sound is the source of all revelation to the masters to whom it is revealed from within. It is because of this that they know and teach one and the same truth. The Sufi knows of the past, present, and future, about all things in life by being able to know the direction of sound. Every aspect of one's being in which sound manifests has a peculiar effect upon life, for the activity of vibrations has a special effect in every direction. The knower of the mystery of sound knows the mystery of the whole universe. Whoever has followed the strains of this sound has forgotten all earthly distinctions and differences, and has reached that goal of truth in which all the blessed ones of God unite. Space is within the body as well as around it. In other words, the body is in the space, and the space is in the body. This being the case, the sound of the abstract is always going on within, around, and about man. Man does not hear it as a rule because his consciousness is entirely centered in his material existence. Man becomes so absorbed in his experiences in the external world through the medium of the physical body that space, with all its wonders of light and sound, appears to him blank. The sound of the abstract is called anhad in the Vedas, meaning unlimited sound. The Sufis name it sarmad, which suggests the idea of intoxication. The word intoxication is here used to signify upliftment, the freedom of the soul from its earthly bondage. Those who are able to hear the sati sama, the abstract sound, and meditate on it, are relieved from all worries, anxieties, sorrows, fears, and diseases, and the soul is freed from captivity in the senses and in the physical body. The soul of the listener becomes the all-pervading consciousness, and his spirit becomes the battery which keeps the whole universe in motion. Huzur Baba Sawan Singh said, "The shabd, or the sound current, is the basis of all true religions, for religion means that which connects us with the Lord. All forces of nature are sustained by the shabd. The life force is also its manifestation, even though it is working in the regions of maya or illusion. Like electricity, shabd, whether manifest or unmanifest, pervades everywhere. It is all-powerful and is the creator of all. In the scriptures of all religions, shabd is recognized as the creator of the universe." In some of my blogs, I've come up with various paraphrases of John 1:1. "In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Tao. In the beginning was the Logos. In the beginning was the song of the Creator. In the beginning was the Sati Sarmad. In the beginning was the Anhad Nada. In the beginning was the Shabd. In the beginning was the sound current." Ajahn Sumedho, a monk of the Theravadin school of Buddhism, wrote in his book, The Sound of Silence, "As you calm down, you can experience the sound of silence in the mind. You hear it as a kind of high-frequency sound, a ringing sound that's always there. It's just normally never noticed. Now, when you begin to hear that sound of silence, it's a sign of emptiness, of silence of the mind. It's something you can always turn to. As you concentrate on it and turn to it, it can make you quite peaceful and blissful. Meditating on that, you have a way of letting the conditions of the mind cease without suppressing them with another condition. Otherwise, you just end up putting one condition over another." So there he is saying that meditating on the sound of silence is a sahaj yoga, is a sahaj practice or a natural practice. It's something that human beings can easily do if they just are willing to focus. They just naturally slip into a meditative state without struggling with their mind. By listening to the sound, you just naturally become very peaceful and tranquil, without fighting, without struggling with your thoughts. A Buddhist Bible in the Sarangama Sutra or Sarangama Sutra. Kuan Yin, the hearer and answerer of prayer, has visited all the Buddha lands of the 10 quarters of the universe and has acquired transcendental powers of boundless freedom and fearlessness and has vowed to emancipate all sentient beings from their bondage and suffering. In the Sarangama Sutra of Kuan Yin, how sweetly mysterious is the transcendental sound of Kuan Yin. It is the subdued murmur of the sea tide setting inward. Its mysterious sound brings liberation and peace to all sentient beings who, in their distress, are calling for aid. Phenomena are all impermanent. Thinking originally comes and goes, since cause will ever differ from effect. How can the element of perception achieve perfection? I'm still reading from the Sarangama Sutra. I now submit to the world honored one that all Buddhas in this world appear to teach the most appropriate method, which consists in using pervasive sound. The state of samadhi can be realized by means of hearing. Thus was Kuan Yin freed from suffering. Hail to the regarder of sound, who, during eons countless as the Ganges sand, entered as many Buddha lands to win the power and comfort of his independence and bestow fearlessness upon all living beings. Absence of sound is not the end of hearing, and sound when present is not its beginning. The faculty of hearing beyond creation and annihilation truly is permanent, even when isolated thoughts in a dream arise. Though the thinking process stops, hearing does not end. For the faculty of hearing is beyond all thought, beyond both mind and body. Ananda and all you who listen here should inwardly turn your faculty of hearing to hear your own nature, which alone achieves supreme bodhi or enlightenment. That is how enlightenment is won. Buddhas, as many as the Ganges sand, entered this one gateway to nirvana. This next reading comes from the book Mind Beyond Death. It's a Buddhist book published by Snow Lion Publications. From a paragraph titled Taking Sound as the Path. Before I begin reading this paragraph, I want to go to the glossary and define for you a term that is very central to this reading. The word dharmata. The ultimate nature or reality of mind and phenomena. Dharmata means emptiness, suchness, nature of mind, and Buddha nature. Taking sound as the path. From the book Mind Beyond Death. There are similar practices with sound that lead us to the experience of sound emptiness. A simple method is given here for tuning in to that natural sound of dharmata, which is always present within our mind but is usually unobserved. The instruction is to begin by assuming a correct posture. When you have settled your mind, you clench your jaws and close your ears to external sounds by plugging your ears with your fingers or pressing your hands against them. This will amplify the basic sound of dharmata and make it more perceptible. It is easiest to hear this sound when it is quiet, particularly at nighttime. Once you have identified the sound, then you place your awareness on it without wavering. Resting your mind in the sound, you continue to listen, going further and further into the sound itself. The more precise and clear your focus is, the more vivid and sharp the sound becomes. Eventually, your experience of sound deepens to the point that you experience its emptiness, which here is known as the self-sound of the emptiness of Dharmata. This reading comes from The Sound of Silence, the selected teachings of Ajahn Sumedho, and this is from Wisdom Publications. This is from the chapter The Sound of Silence. Somebody referred to the sound of silence as a cosmic hum, an almost electric background sound. Even though it's going on all the time, we don't generally notice it. But when your mind is open and relaxed, you begin to hear it. I found this a very useful reference because in order to hear it, to notice it, you have to be in a relaxed state of awareness. Listening to the sound of silence, you can begin to contemplate non-thinking. Because when you're just listening to the cosmic sound, there is no thought. It's like this: emptiness, not self. When you're just with the cosmic sound alone, there is pure attention. No sense of a person or personality, of me and mine. The next reading comes from the book The Law of Attention, Nada Yoga and the Way of Inner Vigilance, published by Inner Traditions Books of Vermont. A human being's attention is the most precious treasure he possesses. It is essential for the seeker to understand the importance of his attention in all his spiritual struggles, both in the search for the answer to the enigma of his existence and in his process of transformation. The first time the seeker hears this mystical sound when meditating, it may be very faint indeed, according to his level of being. And even if he has heard and recognized it, it may keep disappearing and reappearing. It will, so to speak, play with the aspirant, constantly putting him on trial to test his perseverance, or it may vanish altogether, and the seeker will not hear it anymore for some time. He must not be disheartened at this, but persistently look for it again and again until he finally succeeds in hearing it once more. The importance of this nada, this sacred sound, cannot be stressed enough. It could be compared to a divine signpost, compassionately indicating the way to a struggling seeker in this difficult quest. Generally, the human being's thoughts and feelings are constantly changing, ever tossed about by the waves of the incessant flux of his thoughts. There is no continuity of being in him, and in his ordinary habitual state, he cannot know or even conceive what it truly means to have inner continuity of being. Without any real aim in him, he is like a dried leaf blowing helplessly hither and thither by the ever-changing winds of his moods, his thoughts, and his desires. And his moods, thoughts, and desires are always being influenced by external conditions as well as by all sorts of unseen forces acting on him. When the aspirant has recognized this nada, this divine sound and familiarized himself well enough with it, he will perceive that contrary to the ever-changing inner and outer conditions that he was used to up to that moment, this mystical sound has a strange, unearthly continuity about it. In addition to the description of this sound given in the previous chapter, it can also be compared to the soft whisper of the wind and the continuous hissing noise of the ocean waves with a shrill ultrasound on top of it, composed of all the harmonics in the universe. On the higher spheres, this sacred nada will have a strange sort of silvery aspect to it, somewhat similar to the uninterrupted jingling sound of very little pieces of glass, with other smaller, even more subtle sounds superimposed on it. Until finally, these finer sounds seem to disappear into infinity.
The Law of Attention, Nada Yoga, and the Way of Inner Vigilance by Edward Salim Michael. What a beautiful book about sound mysticism. And that's the focus of this week's program, this week's edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio. The Yoga of Inner Sound, Sound Mysticism in the Great World Religions. Stay tuned for more after the break here on HealthyLife.net. Positive Talk Radio.
Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us. Vegan, make peace. Be good to the planet and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on our plate. If you want to please your taste buds while promoting love and harmony with the earth, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants all over the U.S. and around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain on the planet, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To see what's on the menu at the Loving Hut near you, go to this website, lovinghut.us. Once again, the web address is lovinghut.us.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Spiritual Awakening Radio. My name is James Bean, with you every week at this time on HealthyLife.net, exploring the world of spirituality, comparative religion, mysticism, meditation, and books, including sacred texts and world scriptures of the East and the West, the well-known books and the almost totally unknown books, popular and out of print, wherever truth will lead. I want to share with you some excerpts from letters by Master Kripal Singh of Delhi, India, on meditation practice, including meditation on the divine sound.
From Spiritual Elixir, Timeless Excerpts from Correspondence by Kripal Singh, published by Ruhani Satsang. Various letters of Kripal Singh. From the chapter with letters about meditation, especially the sound. Sit in an unflinching and easy pose, quite relaxed, without any tension in the body. Close your eyes and leave all thoughts of, one, the body below and its environments, two, the breathing process going on in the body, and fix your inner gaze into the middle of what you see before you within the space of the two eyebrows, and repeat the words of Simran mentally, very, very slowly, maybe at intervals, so that your inner gaze is not disturbed. The repetition of these words will ward off all evil effects of the negative power within. If you see light, it will grow brighter and ultimately burst and give you a further way up. If you see the radiant form of the Master, bring the attention fully into his face, so much so that you lose all thoughts of yourself. In this way, you will develop receptivity and the Master will speak to you. Sit with your ears closed with the tips of both your thumbs. Simply hear what sound comes from the right side. That sound will grow nearer, grow stronger, and ultimately come from above, and will be heard even without closing the ears during the day. You are not to follow the sound to the place where it comes from, as in that case the sound will grow fainter and gradually die out. You will have more sounds than one, but you have to stick to that of a big bell, a conch, a shell, thunder, drum beat, a violin, and the flute, which are the higher types of sounds, and leave all the rest. The light within should be penetrated while fixing your gaze intently in its center, when it will grow stronger and burst and give you further way up. Similarly, the sound current as coming from the right side should be listened to with rapt attention, preferably by sitting on your feet. The scattering of mind will be subdued if you will please learn to devote single-minded attention for looking and listening within. The light and sound are so efficacious that if absorbingly attended to, the mind will be stilled. You may say some prayer before your meditation, creating an aura or atmosphere which would serve as hemming all around you, and you will feel the presence of the Master to your great joy. Please remember that mind itself is inert and takes life from spirit, which when attuned to the inner manifestations becomes calm. The precious moments of earth life spent in spiritual practices count credibly toward one's eventual emancipation from the wheel.
Be regular and lovingly devoted to your holy meditations, as that is the central pivot around which the whole sacred teaching revolves, and therein an all-around development of the soul is granted. I am glad that you are blessed with stabilized meditations and that you see within celestial lights and hear melodious bell sounds. The sound does not lessen, as you have stated, but the attention slackens, and if it is centered without any worry or thought of the body below or the outside world, you will find that this sound current will become stronger, draw closer, and ultimately draw your soul within to the radiant form of the Master. The scattering of mind may be overcome by one-pointed attention and absorption in the holy sound.
Described in the teachings of Kripal Singh and other masters of Surat Shabd Yoga, or the Yoga of Inner Light and Sound, is a series of steps and stages of the ascension of the soul, an ethical foundation, the repetition of sacred names, the visualization of a form of the Master, seeing inner lights, listening for the divine sound in the silence, focusing on that light, then focusing on that sound, and then the soul goes to the soundless state or is transported through various inner planes of consciousness. The name of the program is Spiritual Awakening Radio, this week focused on the Yoga of Inner Sound, sound mysticism in the world religions. Stay tuned for more after the break. Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us.
There's a reason why ADT is America's leading home security company. Since 1874, they've helped protect over 5 million homes. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the ADT banner. It's more affordable than you think.
Be vegan, make peace, be good to the planet, and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on our plate. If you want to please your taste buds while promoting love and harmony with the earth, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants all over the U.S. and around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain on the planet, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To see what's on the menu at the Loving Hut near you, go to this website, lovinghut.us. Once again, the web address is lovinghut.us.
When
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
The website for Spiritual Awakening Radio is spiritualawakeningradio.com. From there, you'll find buttons that will link you to healthylife.net, various podcasts of Spiritual Awakening Radio, links to articles, links to my blogs, links to Twitter and Tumblr, where you can read the latest announcements, the latest news about Spiritual Awakening Radio and various shows. Also, my email address is there. And, of course, a link to the Facebook fan page. You'll find all of this at spiritualawakeningradio.com. The focus of the program this week, inner sound meditation, the yoga of inner sound. Sound mysticism in the great world religions. What of sound mysticism in the Judeo-Christian tradition, you may ask? I find it rather sad, actually, when I think of mystics in the Western world. So much oppression. Oppression. So many books banned or burned. So many spiritual movements declared heretical. Gnostic cleansing, ethnic cleansing, suppression of various movements, coming to an untimely demise. Roman legions coming over the horizon with their sharp spears to ransack monasteries, to drive the Essenes out of their Qumran monastic community, sometime between 70 and 90 AD. I read the list of mystical movements of the Western world, and it's a eulogy of what might have been and what once was. Ebionites, Essenes, Valentinians, Manichaeans, Brethren of the Free Spirit, Cathars, Quietists. We mourn the dead. We mourn those who did not have the human rights and protection and freedom of religion. The writings of the Nag Hammadi Library were banned from monasteries in Egypt after 367 AD. Syrian Christians to this day are very oppressed in Syria, the North Korea of the Middle East. Syrian Christians of the Syriac East are also victims of terrorism in Iraq. Sufis have been beheaded. Sufi orders have been persecuted in various places at various times. And anti-Semitic purges, pogroms, and holocausts have heaped devastation upon the Jewish community, including those who follow Jewish mysticism or Kabbalah. So I think what might have been, when I read this list of those who were cleansed and suppressed and banned and their writings burned over the centuries in the Western world. But if we examine very closely the writings that these great souls, mystics, apostles, and prophets left behind, we do indeed find evidence for mysticism, for the chanting of sacred names, visions of inner light, sophisticated cosmologies, and a kind of science of mysticism. descriptions of several different dimensions or other heavenly regions. Visions of angels and most certainly auditory mysticism, a mysticism of sound. In the New Testament book of Revelation chapter 4, John the Revelator described hearing an audible sound from the heavens, a trumpet sound, manifested itself and became audible to him, and drew his consciousness up into the heavens, where he saw angels and heard angelic heavenly choirs, saw many visions, encountered the radiant form of the resurrected Christ, and had many experiences, came away with much wisdom. The books of Pistis Sophia are very much along that same line. There are apocalyptic writings describing the heavenly ascents of James the Just, of Enoch the prophet, the ascension of the prophet Isaiah, Apocalypse of Peter, Apocalypse of Paul. There are many mystical writings from the Middle Ages, from the Rhineland, a very rich tradition. The German cobbler Jacob Bohme was a great sound mystic and eloquently described hearing mystic sound in his spiritual classics. Richard Rohr authored a very beautiful spiritual classic known as The Fire of Love. He was from the UK. Hildegard of Bingen described God as being pure music. The Essene writings, the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Gnostic texts, Trimorphic Protonoa, Thunder, Perfect Mind, all have references to heavenly music, divine sound, and exploration of the heavenly realms. In the Acts of John, it says, "Who else is Christ but the sound of God?" Meditation is described in the Hebrew Scriptures in the book of Psalms, chapter 46, verse 10, which says, "Be still and know that I am God." The name of the program is Spiritual Awakening. Stay tuned for more after the break.
Loving Hut is the fastest growing chain of animal-free gourmet vegan restaurants all over the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a healthy, sustainable, planet-friendly, plant-based diet. All mouth-watering items on the menu are 100% vegan. In the Atlanta area, visit Loving Hut at 6385 Spalding Drive, Norcross, Georgia. To see what's on the menu, get driving directions or other information, go to lovinghut.us/Georgia. lovinghut.us/Georgia. And at Facebook, the address is facebook.com/lovinghutga. That's facebook.com/lovinghutga.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Spiritual Awakening Radio is heard every week on HealthyLife.net. My name is James Bean. Great to be here. My email address is james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. And be sure to visit my website, spiritualawakeningradio.com, which has a listener donate button, many other buttons as well, taking you to blogs and podcasts, Twitter, Tumblr, daily spiritual quotes. Lots there. Many resources are there. SpiritualAwakeningRadio.com. The final reading this week is a satsang reading, a reading from a spiritual book from India called The Padavali of Maharishi Mehi on the voyage of the soul into divine light and sound.
Is from the Padavali of Maharishi Mehi. O traveler, seek the path that lies within you. You and your beloved are in the same body. Your beloved is pervading everywhere, but not being perceived. Those initiated by the Guru are able to recognize him within their bodies. O traveler, if you wish to go along on the path of the Lord, look for the path within and do not delay. The four spheres of darkness, light, sound, and soundlessness, they all lie within the temple of your body. You came down to the realm of darkness, but your beloved remains in the sphere of soundlessness. Now again go back to the sphere of soundlessness through the third eye. Pursuing the inner light and practicing the yoga of sound, listen to the orchestration of sounds and closely watch the dazzling light. Go along the path where the five sounds resonate. Ascend up as you get drawn towards them. Never think that there are other means of going to the sphere of soundlessness. Without the yoga of vision and the yoga of hearing, Mehi says that going along this lone path is the secret path to divinity, as revealed by the saints. Catching the most subtle sound amidst different sounds, go along the solitary path lying within your body. The final satsang reading this week comes from the book The Harmony of All Religions by Swami Sant Saviji Maharaj, published by Maharishi Mehi Ashram in Bhagalpur, Bihar District, India. This is from a section titled The Yoga of Sound. The Yoga of Sound is the highest and final practice of Sant Mat, the path of the masters. By practicing this form of meditation, the practitioner realizes the Supreme Lord and becomes united with the Divine. When the practitioner meditates on the light, he or she leaves the darkness and enters into the realms of light. There the soul begins to hear the numerous divine sounds. There are five realms: gross, subtle, causal, supercausal, and kivalya, or oneness, also known, just interjecting here, also kivalya is called satlok or satchkhand. Swami Sant Saviji, there is a specific sound at the center of each realm. These constitute the five central sounds. With reference to these sounds, Guru Kabir Sahib said, the five different kinds of sounds reverberate within, and 36 kinds of divine melodies are also found within. Maharishi Mehi Paramahansji said, five celestial melodies resound within. Listen to each of these. In fact, the sound possesses a quality that attracts the attention of the listener. Every central sound flows from the highest realm downward to the lower realm and then directly connects to the center of that realm. The practitioner enters the process by attending to the sound of the gross realm,
centering, and then following that sound as it leads to the realm above, which is the subtle or astral realm. Upon reaching the subtle realm, the sound of the causal realm is experienced. This sound will eventually draw the practitioner from the subtle to the causal realm, and so the practitioner proceeds until reaching the highest realm. Thus, the practitioner progressively grasps increasingly subtler and more subtle, powerful inner sounds, and thereby progresses to the realm immediately higher. In the final stages of this practice, the practitioner goes beyond the veil of material creation and reaches the realm of Kevalya. This is where the soul comes to experience God. But even in this realm, there is a thin veil, and the complete union with the Beloved is not yet possible. Upon acquiring the final essential sound in Kevalya, the soul ascends upward to the absolute soundless state. There the soul becomes one with the divine.
A principle to be found in Eastern as well as mysticism is we become what we see, we become what we hear. That which we focus on with all of our attention, we draw that to ourselves and we ascend to it. Thus, the repetition of names of God to remember God, gazing into the darkness, waiting for the light to appear, seeing inner light, being transformed by it. And same also, the same is also true with sound. We become what we hear. If we focus on the sound, we hear the sound, become one with it, and are transformed into, or we merge into, the divine sound. Please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us. Good to the planet and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on your plate. If you want to please your palate while still promoting love and harmony with the planet, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain in the world, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To learn more, go to www.lovinghut.us. Once again, the address is www.lovinghut.us.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Spiritual Awakening Radio is heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, which is noon Pacific Time. Also on Sundays at noon Eastern, which is 9 a.m. Pacific Time. At HealthyLife.net, click on the Archive tab, scroll down, and you'll discover that there are many editions of Spiritual Awakening Radio there that you can click on and listen to anytime on demand. There are also podcasts of the program available through HealthyLife.net. Visit my website, SpiritualAwakeningRadio.com. From there, you can send me an email if you like. And at Facebook, the address is facebook.com/SpiritualAwakeningRadio, where you'll find links to recently archived programs, spiritual quotes, and news about upcoming shows. For Spiritual Awakening, I'm James Bean.